I wandered lonely as a cloud, that floats on high,
Hearing with Hegley.
Thank you very much indeed. Welcome to the 33 Arts Centre in Luton. That was music composed by Nigel. Nigel is sitting here beside me, but we won't be hearing from Nigel for just a few moments. First of all, we have some poems. The first poem is called Pop and Me. My dad had come along to watch me the day I came last in the Cub Scout sack race, the day my glasses fell off onto the running track and somebody deliberately hopped on top of them and damaged them really badly. I was that struggling runt at the back, laughed at by everyone except my dad, and not because he had a beating in mind, but because he felt for me, and when he came to find me and I was melting with tears, he said, "You're the one they'll remember in the years to come, son." You were very funny. And he took me to the shop, and he ordered me some pop, and we halved the humiliation when he didn't have the money. My father was of French provenance. His mother was French. He was brought up by an English father, hence the name Hegley. My brother, who's 8 years older than me, his name is René Marcel. And fact. And my name, 8 years later on, was John. This is called The Brief Reunion. La réunion brève. In spite of all the beatings and the bile, the thing I most remember about my father is the smile he wore the first time he saw his Parisian mother. 17 years since he had seen her. 17 years since I had seen him see her. I heard him talk his first language for the first time in my life, and the tears flowed down their faces as they nattered on like nutcases. She was a poor and very ancient woman, but somehow she got the money together to come over and see her similarly unwealthy son. The following morning, after my dad had gone to work, my grandmother interrupted my mother's household duties with the suggestion of an unscheduled coffee break. When my dad came home that evening and inquired as to the whereabouts of our visitor, my mum explained that she had had to go home early because she was an old cow. What I'm going to do now is a French poem for you. This is a poem in which I'd like you to imagine that I'm holding a potato, and Nigel is also going to hold an imaginary potato. We are enamoured with these potatoes. That's what we'd like you to imagine at this moment. Just going to give you a few moments to imagine that. This is called Poème de Terre. Merci, merci beaucoup. Voyez, voyez la pomme de terre. C'est le légume que je préfère. Ce n'est pas une carotte ou un haricot vert. L'existence sans la pomme de terre est comme le poisson sans la mer. Ou comme le train sans chemin de fer. C'est la joie pour moi, la pomme de terre, pour lui aussi, l'homme derrière. A couple of stories there happened while I was living in Luton in a bungalow up by the Luton and Dunstable Hospital, which came in very handy on occasions. And this song is about that very abode. This song is called The Luton Bungalow. Not counting the goldfish that we didn't really know, there were 5 of us in our family in the Luton bungalow. My brother loved the aeroplanes that swept across the sky. Any love that you could get, you didn't let go by. And he hung around the airport where they had a good supply of aeroplanes. My sister was not a plain spotter, she would much prefer the wings of the theatre are set up specially for her. The characters were cardboard and the action rather slow, but she cried as Mr. Punch was hung in our Luton bungalow. Bungalow, bungalow. She cried as Mr. Actually, this is the chorus. I think you could join in on this. So when I go bungalow, and then I'd like you to go bungalow. Okay, here we go. Bungalow.
Bungalow.
She cried as Mr. Punch was hung in the Luton bungalow. My mother was of Kentish stock from Ramsgate by the sea. She cleaned the place around the clock and around the settee. She cleaned the household surfaces like she had to get below the surface of existence in the Luton bungalow. Bungalow.
Bungalow.
The surface of existence in the Luton bungalow. And my father's mother, she was French and he was from Paris. And I like to think of my father as the Luton fleur-de-lis. Simon de Montfort may have lived in Luton long ago, and he may have stood on a higher rung, but he had no bungalow. When my father, he got angry, there was lather, there was foam at the corners of me father's mouth, but still it felt like home. I would hit me sister, then my father would hit me, and all of us went down the church to say we were sorry. The Lord gave us forgiveness, and then all of us would go back for further beatings in the Luton bungalow. Bungalow.
Bungalow.
We went back for further beatings in the Luton bungalow. We left Luton when I was 16 and a half years old. We moved to a house in Bristol. And this is called The Christmas Bonus. This is something about my father's occupation that he took up when he moved to Bristol. He'd retired from the firm in Luton. To bring in a bit of extra cash before Christmas, my dad answered an advert about going door to door selling bin liners which incorporated a king-sized picture of Santa. Whether they were for the kiddies' presents or the Christmas rubbish, I'm not sure, but whatever it was they were for, he didn't want everybody gaping at his business, so after draping a batch of the bags over his arm, he folded his raincoat on top, explaining to me that this made him look respectable. He then left the home and dispatched himself into the world of commerce, and I imagined potential customers witnessing the pulling away of the raincoat like a magician's cloth. And although he only sold as many units in as many hours, he was always prepared for showers, and all the rest of that year, every time we put out the rubbish, it felt a bit like Christmas. This brings to mind a poem that I did write about Luton and Christmas, and it's something that seems perennially to be appropriate. This is about the football side here and also about Christmas. The Lord, he was born in a stable because it was full at the inn, and Luton are very low down in the table because they're unable to win. About this time, I was having quite a few arguments with my father about the direction I was taking. We were brought up Catholic. I didn't go to church at this time, and I was taking an interest in yoga. He used to say, "You're not normal, John, you're not normal." And I came home after working on the buses one night, and he started going on about me not being normal, and saying, "Take your coat upstairs, John, it's not a hotel." And I turned around and I smacked him in the face. I'm not proud of it. And I remember thinking, I suppose quite ashamed, really, that I thought, the first thing I thought was, I don't want my mum to find out, because he had this big red mark above his head. Well, not above his head, obviously, or else he wouldn't even worry about it, it was above his eye. My dad was lying there, and I just thought, I just don't want mum to find out. And I said, "Dad, please don't tell mum." And he said, "Well, what am I going to say?" And I said, "Well, can you say you fell down the stairs?" And he said, right? And he said, "All right, John, but it's lucky we're not in the bungalow now. And then my mum walked in with his birthday cake. And she said, happy 70th, Bob. But we're going to finish on a song that relates to various arguments and contretemps I had with my father about the direction I was taking and the person I was becoming. I'm not a normal person, whatever that may be. There is something very, very vegetable about me, Dad. This human skin I'm skulking in, it's only there for show. I'm a potato. When I told me father it was something of a blow, he called me a dirty so-and-so. He kicked up quite a racket and he grabbed me by the jacket. I said, Daddy, will you pack it in me jacket's very close to me. I said, Daddy, Daddy, won't you be my father, not my foe? Daddy, Daddy, won't you help me grow? Won't you love me for me blemishes and look me in the eye before one of us is underground and the other says goodbye? And he said no. I don't want any son of mine to be a potato. Nigel Solo. Let's hear it for Nigel on the guitar this evening. Toe, toe, I'm a potato. From toe to head, the total spread, I am a potato. Toe, toe, I tell you, daddy-o, the mould and murder in me blood, I'm spotty-waddy, oh. When I was a schoolboy, I never knew why I was so crap at cross-country running. But now I know why I was so slow. He's a potato. Thank you very much indeed for listening to us this evening, both at home and wherever else you're listening, and here at the Luton 33 Arts Centre. You have been listening to myself, John Hegley, and Nigel, produced by Phil Clark. Thank you very much indeed, and good night.